Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. We're going to pick up our conversation with Sarah Toms. She's the executive director of Wharton Interactive at the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania. Ms. Toms is also the co-author of The Customer Centricity Playbook, Implement a Winning Strategy Driven by Customer Lifetime Value, also known as CLV. The other co-author is Wharton business professor Peter Fader. With so many social media platforms, becoming our own brands is a common concept, not mainstream for the masses about 10 years ago. And this new book helps us get how marketers and companies see their brands and how customers and customer retention directly impacts brand value and equity. After this talk with Sarah, we will turn attention to courtroom theater with Apple v. Samsung. But first, customer lifetime value. My last question would have to be, because I'm on the air in San Francisco and in Los Angeles, you have, even if you are a Giants fan, you need to look at the Dodgers as a case study. Can you tell me more about that, please?
When you start working on your customer-centric strategy and you're starting to look at data in a cross-functional way and you're starting to come up with hypotheses about your best and highest value customers, moderate and low, it takes time. And so what's fantastic about the LA Dodgers is, in that story, this really is a development that took, you know, close to a decade, to the point where they now really have a fine-tuned strategy that is now extending to their vendors. They've now extended their expertise in CLV and the algorithms to support it, and they're providing that now to their food vendors, to their all kinds of hospitality, all what goes into making a stadium run fantastically well, and that's where you see their work with their venture lab. So an incredible story where data has really been the star and customer lifetime value at the center of it.
Sarah Toms, thank you so much for the data, for the interpretation, the use cases, and for writing such a relevant book.
Jason, thank you for having me.
That was Sarah Toms. She's the executive director of Wharton Interactive at the Wharton School of Business. Ms. Toms is also the co-author of The Customer Centricity Playbook. For links to the book and Ms. Toms and Wharton School, please check the podcast notes or the show notes online at kgoradio.com. Okay, now let's turn to Apple versus Qualcomm and the ongoing court battle slash drama over patents and numbers and lies and experts and... Well, we grabbed an expert journalist who was covering the San Diego drama, so let's let him square the circle for us.
I'm Mike Swift. I'm the chief global digital risk correspondent for MLEX.
Let's get a sweeping version of what's been going on this week in San Diego, Mike. I know you've been in the courtroom. Can you just tee it up for us, please?
Sure. So this is the beginning of four trials over the next year between Apple and Qualcomm over the relationship over Qualcomm's supply of modem chips that allow iPhones to connect to cellular networks. And in this trial, Qualcomm says that Apple has infringed three of its patents. Apple says, no, we didn't infringe. And but what's really at stake here is who invented the technology. And that's been some of the interesting early testimony.
You know, it seems like I've seen the word extorted in headlines. Is that overstating it a little bit? Like who extorted
well,
who?
You know, I guess it depends on your point of view, doesn't it? You know, Apple is saying, and Apple and many other smartphone OEMs are saying that Qualcomm has basically used its dominance in the supply of modem chips to, you know, quote unquote, extort higher than fair patent royalties out of these companies. Qualcomm says, we invest $5 billion a year in developing this technology. Our technology is the best, and what we do is fair. And obviously the Federal Trade Commission, which brought an antitrust suit against Qualcomm, disagrees with that argument. We're waiting for Judge Koh to rule on that. But, you know, clearly most of the industry feels that Qualcomm is over the top with its demands.
Yeah, Qualcomm, for it, like you said, Qualcomm seems to think that the characterization of excessive royalties turns the victim into a villain in some ways, and that Apple is bullying Qualcomm. So that's what is at stake this week. You said there are four coming up. I think the next one starts in April, right?
That's right. Now, that's the big enchilada. That's where we've reported upwards of $30 billion is at stake. If Apple wins, Apple and the contract manufacturers, Foxconn, that assemble iPads and iPhones, they could possibly realize as much as $30 billion in damages. Qualcomm wins, we think they could realize over $11 billion and counting in damages. So there's a huge amount of money at stake in that trial. But there's also a trial later this year over trade secrets where Qualcomm alleges that Apple basically allowed its trade secrets to leak to Intel, which allowed Intel to supply the modem chips, better quality modem chips for the iPhone, and sort of close the gap in technology that Qualcomm had. So it's going to be a very interesting year. It's, you know, the outcome is likely to change the balance of power in the smartphone industry.
Yeah, all eyes are on this for sure. You're definitely at the center of the storm. What have you seen this week in the San Diego trial that you're covering right now, as far as like mood in the room and comportment of the counsel?
This is Qualcomm's first chance before a hometown jury in San Diego to make its case that it basically, its innovations were the thing that made the smartphone smart. And so they've led off with testimony from their chief technical officer, Dr. James Thompson, who's basically trying to talk about that that history of innovation. That was something that didn't get into the FTC trial in San Jose very much, but it's the type of argument that might carry more weight with the jury, especially a jury that, you know, in San Diego, where, you know, Qualcomm had its name on the Chargers Stadium and where it's kind of a pillar of the community. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very, it's got very clear standing. It was very interesting when they were picking a jury because, there were a couple of jurors that owned Qualcomm stock, and there was an issue about, well, even though it was only like 20 shares, but there was a question about whether the judge was going to let them stay on the jury, and ultimately, Apple kicked them off the jury. So, the hometown angle is very sort of interesting, this week.
A couple of quick asides as we record this, right into the weekend. Apple has said it's going to add 1,200 employees to its San Diego footprint. So that's an interesting headline. Another one I saw on Twitter from one of your colleagues was that one of Apple's counselors, one of Apple's lawyers, referred to it as an iPhone X, which I thought was kind of funny as well. Do your homework, counselor. Do your homework.
Yeah.
Hey, what's at stake for consumers here? I've got about a minute left with you. What are we going to see at the end of all this, do you think? Is it going to be a sea change?
You know, I don't think it'll be a sea change for consumers. You know, Qualcomm is saying that consumers could be hurt because if its patent royalties are impacted, it's not going to continue to be a leader in the developing of 5G technology that'll be taken over by Chinese companies like Huawei and ZTE. Apple, though, you know, is saying that the high costs that Qualcomm imposes basically means that people pay more for their iPhones. So, you know, the modem chips are not a huge component of the, you know, the $800 or whatever it is for your iPhone. So whether consumers will be directly impacted by this is really hard to know.
Mike Swift is the chief global digital risk correspondent for MLexMarketInsight.com. You're on the ground. We appreciate you, Mike. Thanks for your time. Let's talk about 5G next month, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
That was Mike Swift of MLex.com. He's covering Apple versus Qualcomm in San Diego. Mike's title is the evergreen and evercool Chief Global Digital Risk Correspondent. More from him in April when another chapter in this tech drama moves on. And that's it for this week's broadcast. Please find our podcast versions wherever you graze for audio gold. It's on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, just about everywhere. Just keyword search Techonomics, and the archive of podcasts and interviews is also at KGOradio.com. I'm on Twitter at KGOJason. For executive producer Lee Hammer, I'm the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. Thanks for listening, and have great weeks, everybody.